Senate, please come to order. Would the members please note their presence by voting? Secretary, please take the roll.
The roll shows 17 senators present this morning. Senators Dankworth, Ray, and Sackett are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Dankworth and Senator Ray are present.
Would the Senate please rise for prayer? Pastor Milton Hunt of Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Gracious Creator, we give thanks for this planet Earth, together with all the galaxies that you created. Especially do we appreciate the recording in Genesis that you yourself rested one day in seven. Grant a burst of energy and inspiration to these hardworking senators for this Friday. Then allow them rest of body and give them renewal of energy for another week. We pray in the name of Jesus, who knew his human limitations and sought renewal and quiet in prayer. Amen.
Recommend it be delivered to the President's son.
Well, the Secretary of Police certify us to the correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 88th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 88th legislative day be approved to certify.
Hear no objection. The journal is certified. This brings us down to the introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in the gallery behind me are two distinguished members of the Anchorage Bar that I would like to introduce to the Senate, Mr. Rick Garnett and Mr. Doug Bailey.
Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the gallery right behind me, sitting next to my charming wife, I'm happy to introduce my daughter, Barbara Scott.
Further introductions? Messages from the governor?
Message of April 10. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolutions and am transmitting the enrolled and endorsed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 51, approving the District Coastal Management Program of the Municipality of Anchorage and the findings, conclusions, and stipulations of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. Legislative Resolve Number 6. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 52, endorsing an action of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council, Legislative Resolve Number 7. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 53, approving an amendment to a regulation adopted by the Alaska Coastal Policy Council, Legislative Resolve Number 8. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 54, approving the District Coastal Management Program of the City of Haines and the findings, conclusions, and stipulations of the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. Legislative Resolve Number 9, sincerely J.S. Hammond, Governor. Message of April 10, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Second Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 28, amended Senate. Providing for presidential party primary elections and providing for an effective date, Chapter 20, Sinceri, J.S. Hammond, Governor. A message of April 8th, the number 7 appointee letter from the Governor. Dear Mr. President, please add to your list of Alaskans to be confirmed for appointments to boards and commissions the following. State Commission for Human Rights, Mr. James Chase of Anchorage and Ms. Arlene Diltz of Juneau.
Would Judiciary take a look at that?
Commission on Judicial Qualifications, Mrs. Jean O'Sullivan of Fairbanks.
Judiciary.
The Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, Mrs. J. Colleen Bowers of Fairbanks and Ms. Dolores Dash of Anchorage.
Would Commerce take a look?
The Board of Veterinary Examiners, Dr. Pamela Tuomi of Anchorage.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. Those are the letters from the Governor today.
Messages from the House?
A message of April 9, which was read yesterday and held over. The House has passed Senate Bill number 447 amended, definition of municipal bonds under the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority, with the following amendment. House Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 447 and transmitting for consideration. Do you want to vote on it?
Mr. President, we stand at ease, please.
Senate, please come back to order. Are we still on the message from the House, Madam Secretary? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that action referring to House Committee substitute for Senate Bill 447 be held till Monday.
There are no objection. Senate Bill 447 will be held on the clerk's desk till Monday's calendar.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are there any communications?
There is a letter from Helen Byrne, Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services, enclosing cost of care rate hearing, a report for legislature in accordance with AS 4705-010-14. This report is on file in the Secretary's office. Another letter from Helen Byrne, Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services, enclosing financial data on aid to families with dependent children in accordance with AS 4725-320-C. This report is on file in the Secretary's office. There is a receipt of a proposed regulation for minimum standards for Alaska school buses and vocational rehabilitation from Marshall Lynn, Commissioner of the Department of Education. This regulation has been posted on the bulletin board and is on file in the Secretary's office. Those are the communications today.
Reports of standing committees.
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 60, 12th Annual Girls' State at Sitka, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Rohde. SCR 60 has no further referral.
Rules.
State Affairs Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 61, 14th Annual Boys' State at Camp Carroll, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Rohde. SCR 61 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 468, Foreign Trade Zones, and the committee reports it back as follows. Senator Ziegler, Chairman, and Senator Dankler signed due pass. Senators Ray and Mielen signed no recommendation. SB 468 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 519, Use of Limited Entry Permits as Collateral for Loans, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Mieland, and Dankworth. SB 519 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 523 relating to public utilities, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Mieland, and Dankworth. SB 523 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 71, Begich Boggs Visitor Center, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Rohde. HJR 71 has no further referral.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 590 amended relating to herring and reports of back as follows. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, signed due pass. Senator Ziegler and Rohde signed no recommendation. 590 has a further referral to resources. The Rules Committee considered sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 239 relating to alcoholic beverages, and recommends this bill be placed on the April 14 calendar. Signed, Senator Coletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Tillian, Sumner, and Homer. This bill will appear on the Monday calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
We have no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Resolution Number 22 by the Rules Committee by request, relating to the proposed change in the time zone for Juneau, Alaska.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the resolution just read be taken up as special order of business at this time.
Are there any objections? Hearing none.
I object. Will you stand at ease, please?
Senate, please come back to order. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, the original sponsors of the bill are myself as the prime sponsor and Senator Ziegler. After it is read, I am going to propose a motion that it be sponsored by all members of the Senate.
Oh, how embarrassing.
What might be mirthful to some people is strictly business to others, Mr. President, and I would appreciate it if you would give this resolution the respect that people in the Senate would like you to do.
I'm glad you refrained from having me give it the respect it deserves. Senator Coletta?
President, I wish to direct the Secretary to read the resolution, please.
Madam Secretary.
Senate Resolution Number 22 by the Rules Committee by request, relating to the proposed change in the time zone for Juneau, Alaska. Be it resolved by the Legislature of the State of Alaska, whereas on March 28, 1980, the voters of Juneau, Alaska, by a margin of 2-1, adopted the following amendment to the Municipal Charter, Section 319, Restriction on Assembly Authority. The Assembly may not sponsor, petition, propose, recommend, refer, or otherwise act in any way to provide for a change of the Pacific time zone applying to the area of the municipality. An ordinance, resolution, motion, order, or other legislative authority in effect on the effective date of this section and inconsistent with this section, including but not limited to Resolution 569 of the City and Borough of Juneau, Alaska, is of no effect. Promptly upon the effective date of this section, the Assembly shall give notice to the United States Department of Transportation of the adoption of this section and shall petition the Department for reconsideration of any decision which alters the Pacific time zone applying to the area of the municipality. Whereas the United States Department of Transportation has, without good cause, failed to give adequate weight to the undeniable preference of the vast majority of the people of Juneau and of all southeastern Alaska in regard to the proposed time change, and it intends to effect the change on April 27, 1980. Whereas this arbitrary and unreasonable disregard of public sentiment contradicts the concept of government based on consent of the governed. Whereas there is no federal interest or policy which supports the Department of Transportation's disregard of public sentiment in the matter of Juneau's proposed time change. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Department of Transportation accede to the wishes of the people of Juneau as expressed in the election results and cancel its proposed change in Juneau's time zone. This resolution shall be sent to the Transportation Department, the President of the United States, and Alaska Congressional Delegation.
Senator Ray?
Without the... Without objection, Mr. President, I would ask the... Senate resolution be sponsored by all members of the Senate.
I'll object.
Objection is noted. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I want to make it clear that while I will support the resolution, simply because it's a matter between a local Alaskan community and the federal bureaucracy, that I don't think, frankly, that the election results on March 28th were in the best interest of the state. I will object to the non-changing of the time, I suspect, for my residents. My residents would prefer, my district would prefer that Juneau was only 1 hour away, but I will support you.
Mr. President. Senator Stimson.
I object to the resolution for the same reason. In, as I think back through the discussions and what initiated the request for the time zone change, it seemed to me like one of the considerations would be that it would have lessened the intensity of the need for the capital move. And I find the resolution interesting in that it refers to the arbitrary disregard for the sentiments of the public. And I think that capital move is a pretty good example of a disregard for public sentiment statewide. I'll support this resolution because I, too, think public sentiment should be recognized. But it's ironic, seems ironic to me that we recognize it here and not when the people tell us they want the capital move.
Senator Ray, have you withdrawn the request for all members of the House?
No, sir. I believe the senator here withdrew his objection. Is there still an objection from the senator from Anchorage?
No, I'm going to keep mine. I do not want my name on it. My people have an extra 2 hours of the day that they can do business with Juneau if this goes forward. While I'll support your resolution, I do not want my name on it.
Well, we could put it on there, all members of the Senate except yours, sir.
That's permissible, sir.
If that's agreeable with you.
That's perfectly
agreeable. Mr. President, stand at ease, please.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, after consideration, apparently there is some feeling that among the various members that the vote of the people is not important and whatever. And when it comes down to it, discretion sometimes is a better part of valor. So I would remove my motion that it be sponsored by all members of the Senate.
Thank you, sir. Senator Kleiman?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SR 22 and request roll call vote.
Senator Holman?
I'd like to request as a sponsor,
co-sponsor on Senate Resolution 22. Mr. President, I'd be mighty proud to join Senator Ray and have my name added to the list.
Senator Mila. Journal will so reflect. Are you ready for the question? The question is,
Mr. President.
Senator Stimson.
I guess I need to make a comment. It seemed to me like what I heard Senator Ray say was that there were some of us didn't want to recognize the vote of the people. And I would like to say that it's the vote now that's going to tell that, and not the sponsorship of that resolution. Thank you.
Ready for the question? The question is, shall Senate Resolution 22 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
So Senate Resolution 22 has passed the Senate. Secretary?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 63 by the Rules Committee proposing an amendment to the uniform rules of the Alaska State Legislature relating to standing committees.
Judiciary rules.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Joint Resolution Number 52 by Senators Coletta, Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Curtula, and Hackney, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to limiting increases in expenditures and requiring payment by the state of mandated increased expenditures of a political subdivision of the state.
Judiciary, finance.
Those are the resolutions today.
Introduction, first reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 556 by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to permissible charges in credit transactions.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill Number 557 by the Commerce Committee, by request, an act relating to the sale and display of drug paraphernalia.
Commerce, Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary.
Senate Bill Number 558 for the Rules Committee, an act relating to estimation of the rate of growth of the Alaska economy and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Those are all the bills today, Mr. President.
That brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move that the citation consent calendar be adopted.
Do I hear any objections? You ask unanimous consent. Hearing no objection, the consent calendar is adopted. This brings us down to unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Senator Sumner?
Mr. President, I'd like to waive House Bill 590 for resources, please. Waive the purpose.
The general will so reflect. Senator Dankworth?
Mr. President, I'd like to be excused and also not subject to the call on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I was going this week. It's on personal business.
I'll postpone it for next week. Senator Holman, you're rising an objection?
No.
The journal will so reflect. Senator Holman?
I'd like to move to ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on the 15th of April.
Journal will so reflect. Well, I will. Senator Coletta, you plan on having Saturday sessions from here on out, do you know?
Mr. President, excluding this coming Saturday.
Like tomorrow?
Right.
Senator Kelly?
In that case, Mr. President, I would move to be excused on the 18th. I'll be in Anchorage on personal business. And not such a joke.
Yes. Two. All right. Journal will so reflect. Any further unfinished business? Any special orders? Senator Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to request privilege of the floor for just a moment, please.
You have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just recently spent several days up in Fairbanks. The most significant thing that I attended or did up there was meeting with 400 or 500 placer miners at the second annual symposium of the Alaska State Placer Miners. One of the messages that was left loud and clear with me, and I think I should share with all of us, most of the people in my district feel that they can make it if they don't have the regulations up as fences and barriers to stop them in their process of seeking mining and timber. The next thing in the line was permits. They feel that the state and the government threw up a second barrier of fences by delaying permits and by letting the season run by them. For instance, the thing that was stressed is the placer miners' season per year is about 105 days in the interior. And when a permit takes 60, 70, 80, 90 days, you've cost them an entire year. The third thing that was left that there was really a need for is consideration for low-interest loans. Not charity, not gifts, low-interest loans. With these combinations of striking down some of the onerous regulations, expediting permits, and low-interest loans, the consensus is it can do great things for our economy. I come back, I bring this message, I hope to share it with all my colleagues, and I'm sure we can address these things. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, the privilege of the floor, very briefly, just to make a comment on the time.
You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, on behalf of the majority of the people within my district, I wish to express their heartfelt thanks to this body for your unanimous support in recognizing one of the basic tenets of our free democracy. And that's the right of the people to express their wish through the ballot box. Thank you again.
Anything further under special orders? Announcement of committee meeting. Or did you want a special order?
Committee announcement.
You have the floor, sir.
This afternoon, the Free Conference Committee on HB 60 meets at 2 o'clock, meeting from 2 to 3, and then again at 4 o'clock. In the Senate Finance Chambers. Yesterday we met at, I forgot the time now, what time was it, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? We had an afternoon meeting at any rate. And tomorrow's meetings will be posted, Free Conference Committee on the budget, on the HB 60 bill. The Legislative Budget and Audit Committee will meet on Monday the 14th at 4:30 p.m. in House Finance Chambers.
Mr. President.
Senator Sturgiluski.
There's just several meetings of the free conference on the health boards, April 14th, Monday, 11:30 to 1:30 in Senate Hess, 106 in the Assembly. On 4:15, Tuesday, 1:30 in Butterfitch Room, Senate CRA, committee substitute for HB 550 is amended relating to transferring of traffic control systems to certain municipalities. On 4:16 at 1:30, a joint House Senate Community and Regional Affairs teleconference in the Governor's Conference Room on SB 546, the Capital Foundation Program. On Thursday at 1:30, Senate CRA in the Butterfitch Room, Senate Bill 534 authorizing rebate on property taxes.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee will meet next Tuesday to review the Senate Committee Substitute, the Committee Substitute for House Bill 546, pre- and post-judgment interest rates. Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 498, amending the Motor Vehicle Code. And I'll propose what Senator Bennett just had to say. Senate Bill 548, processing of permits. Next Thursday, April 17th, we'll be considering Senate Bill 511, the revisionary amendments to the newly enacted criminal code.
Senator Hackney.
President, Health, Education, and Social Services Committee this afternoon at 3. House Concurrent Resolution 43 endorsing the concept and requiring implementation of the Indian Child Welfare Act of 1978 and Practice Act revisions for the Medical Board and the Chiropractic Board.
Senator Mulcahy.
State Affairs will be meeting Monday in the Belch Room at 3:30. We'll be considering HB 729, amended an act relating to works of art in public facilities. HB 931, amended an act transferring the Council on Science and Technology from the Department of Environmental Conservation to the Department of Administration. And SB 315, an act relating to search and rescue and creating a search and rescue fund. We may add an item or two before Monday, and it will be posted on the bulletin board.
Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, the free conference committee on Senate Bill 199 will be convening in May 121. The cap is covered.
Further announcements? Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, a brief reminder again that commencing with the Saturday of April 19th, we will be having calendars. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. Sorry. Standard easement.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. Monday.
Senator